If you're just tuning in for today's second date, please join me in praying for Bree. God.
Oh, yes.
Please watch over this second date and grant us strength and courage as we call up David in pursuit of another romantic rendezvous for our wonderful friend, Bree. And Lord, please do not forsake her for being a secret shoe sniffer. Instead, exalt her for being brave enough to tell people that she sniffs shoes. For she, like so many of us, are looking for comfort in the arms and souls of another. And together, let us inhale the sweet stench of love and say, amen.
Men. I mean, I heard the men loud and clear there.
If you're just tuning in and you're wondering what's going on, we're in the middle of a second date with one of our listeners named Bree. Hello, Bree.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Bree went bowling with a guy named David and asked him to pray before their meal, and she wasn't exactly thrilled with what he said, but she still thought he was a great guy, and she could tell that because while she was exchanging their shoes at the counter, she took a whiff out of his sneaker and thought it wasn't terrible.
Yep.
So he must be a good guy, but she's worried that he may have seen her sniffing shoes, and they ended their date with a weird high five with their fingers intertwining and shaking, so not the best ending, but we're hoping to get her another chance. Is there anything that we miss there, Bree?
Oh my God. He was a great guy, but it's not because of his shoe. He's just, we have a lot in common.
I'm actually glad you're still laughing after that recap. That's good. That you have a good sense of humor going into this. One thing that I'm a little curious about, because you said you prayed before your meal, but you just went to happy hour. Did you guys have an actual meal, or are you just at the bowling alley praying over fries?
Yeah, with fries and wings, and he got mozzarella sticks, so it was like plenty of food.
That's a full meal.
I mean, I just don't know, like, when you judge, like, when to pray or not. Like,
totally, yeah. It's not like a bag of chips pops out and you start praying.
Well, if I can be completely honest with you guys, when I was on hold, I was really praying for this call to work.
Okay.
Good.
Well, I'm sure God is invested. He or she doesn't have anything else going on.
We need all the help that we can get for this one, okay, Bree? So we're going to call David for you and see if we can get your second date, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to David, please?
This is David.
Hi, my name's Young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, do you listen ever, David? Do you know what we're talking about?
Who is this again?
It's a radio show.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. What can I help you with?
Well, we do a segment on our show called The Second Date. Are you familiar with that at all?
A little bit, I guess. Is that the thing where you, like, talk about an old date?
Yeah. I mean,
that's
kind of what it does. A quick summary.
Yeah, the dumbed down version of what we do, I guess. But basically, you went on a date with somebody recently and you're not calling them back. So they want to figure out why that is.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty weird.
So do you remember going on a date with a girl named Bree recently?
Bree.
Wait, is that like Bree I remember or Bree I don't remember? It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, no, I remember. I remember Bree, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, Bree said that she had a really good time on the date and she's really hoping to reconnect with you. She's wondering why you guys aren't getting back in touch again.
I mean, I liked Bree. She was really nice. It was kind of weird. There was some weird stuff happening, that's all. I don't know, I got a little weirded out, to be honest with you.
After she explained the date, we can kind of understand why.
So she told you about the date, huh?
She did.
Yeah.
She filled us in on all the things that happened and some of the things that she thinks went well and some things she thinks may have been a little weird, but she wants to know the reason that you're not calling her back.
All right. Well, I don't know what she told you, but all right. So at one moment, I prayed with her. She asked me to pray over our food.
How was that for you? Can I ask?
Honestly, totally fine. I'm a faithful person myself, so I thought that was pretty cool.
So she judged the room right on that one.
Okay, I feel like there's a but coming at the end of this.
Well, I'm all good with the prayer. I was actually really happy to hear it, but then as I'm doing it, I just kind of peeked up in my eye. I just wanted to see if she, like, how into it she was, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I did that, I saw her eat one of my fries, and
Oh.
Wait, I thought she was like,
you know what?
Closed.
Praying is hard work, okay? Praying makes you hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I'm just like, is she just praying because she wants me to close my eyes so she can eat my food? Is that what that was about?
Gotcha.
How long was your prayer?
Just like a minute or two, but I don't know. It was long enough to get some fries in, or I don't know how many fries, honestly.
Long enough to eat half.
Dude, I don't know why, but I suddenly like her more.
I don't know. I feel like Bree is a little bit of a thief here now.
Yeah. You think she's a liar? A liar and a thief?
I think she's a little bit of a liar. Bree, why did you steal his French fries?
Oh, my God.
Wait, she's on the phone?
Oh, yes. Oh. That's right. David, we didn't tell you this, but Bree has been on the phone listening, and she's even sneakier than you think.
Dave, I'm really not. I'm not. Don't listen to them.
I don't know. Man, this is like two in a row. It's a little weird. You got to admit.
Yeah.
Can I explain? I had them call you because I wasn't able to reach you. I've been texting you for like 4 days now and you haven't responded. And I really didn't want to lose touch, you know?
It sounds like you're skirting the fry issue here, Bree, is what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. No. I can talk about that. I'm really sorry. I have a really, really good reason for why I stole a fry.
What's the reason?
Yeah, what's the reason?
I was starving. I hadn't eaten breakfast.
David. You can't blame a girl who's going hungry.
I obviously would share my fries with you. It was just in the middle of the prayer.
I'm open to being 100% honest with you, Dave. It's just so stupid. I also want to just, like, tell you, like, just to be 100% honest, I had some of your beer, too, when you weren't drinking.
Oh. What? You were drinking my beer during a prayer?
No, not during the prayer. At one point, I was super thirsty, and every time you turned your back to bowl, I had a little sip of your beer. I mean,
I was
really off that day. I'm so, so sorry, but I just want to be 100% honest with you.
Huh.
This is weird to me, Bree. You're eating my fries. You're drinking my beer. Is there anything else I need to know?
Since I'm still being 100% honest with you.
You should stop being honest.
No, what is it?
No, I just really want to apologize for the stupid, like, little sniff when I had the shoes up at the counter. So I'm sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. What did you say? The sniff?
Oh, my God. He doesn't know.
Oh, my God.
So, Dave, okay, you don't know this, but earlier she told us that while she was exchanging your shoes at the front counter, she took a sniff out of your shoe.
But she thought you saw it.
Oh, my God. I went out with a shoe sniffer?
No, it's not like that at all. I was in line for a while, and I just, like, whatever.
And David, she said that your shoe smells better than most guys' shoes, so it's a compliment, if anything.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't know,
Bree.
How do you know that,
Bree?
No comment. I'm not going to say anything about this. I just want to say that I'm sorry, and I really want to go out with you again, and I thought you were a really great person. That's it.
Aww.
Yes, the whole point of this is that she likes you enough, David, to take your fries and drink your beer and smell your shoes because she felt that connected with you. Aww. Maybe there's a chance that you feel connected to her, and if you did, we would love to send you out on another date, and we'll pay for it, David. What do you say?
Come on, David, she was honest with you.
I mean, she was super, super honest, which couldn't have been easy.
Too honest.
You know what? We had a really good time, and I guess as long as I just keep my eyes wide, wide open.
Yeah, don't take your shoes off on the next date.
Or turn your back, or, all of it. Like,
I'm going to have to think about it, but I guess if you guys say she's nice and she was honest, I guess.
That's a yes. We'll take it.
We did it.
Close enough.
The angels have looked down and answered our prayers, Bree. Congratulations, you just got a second date with David.
Oh my God. Dave, I'm really happy. I promise there's not going to be anything weird. A matter of fact, if you want to just like sniff my shoe.
No, already. Okay, Bree, let's end it.
Yeah, Bree, stop talking.
See you later.